Grace, peace, and mercy to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The text, the Old Testament reading. Please be seated. Dear brothers and sisters of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Margaret, there's been a rumor going around all week that Kuhlman's going to preach from the Old Testament reading today. You know, I was hoping that he'd preach about bacon or some such thing. Yeah, I've heard that rumor too, Fred. If he does, I'm not sure I'll be able to stay awake. Did you see what the Old Testament reading is for today? Leviticus. Is that even in the Bible? How will that meet my felt needs today? I'm already starting to doze. Well, don't snooze just yet, Margaret and Fred and the rest of you. Good grief, hear me out. Yes, I know it's dicey and quite risky, but I'm going to do it. I dare to preach a sermon from Leviticus. Have you ever heard a sermon from Leviticus? Today you will. And the sermon subject? I don't think there's a preacher around that would chance it, but I will today. And so you'd better hang on to your hats and buckle up tight, because it's going to be quite a ride today with the sermon. You will be holy, the Lord says, because I, the Lord your God, am holy. There you have it. Holiness. I know it's shocking. A Lutheran sermon on holiness? Yes, indeed. And when it comes to holiness, the Lord's got that corner marketed. Or marketed, cornered, whatever you say it. Don't get any holier than the Lord, you know. And all throughout the liturgy, we confess this truth, don't we? Have you noticed it? For you alone are the Holy One. You alone are the Lord. You alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen. You know, that was the Gloria in Excelsis. And then there's the Sanctus. Holy, 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 Lord God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. You know, as you sing the liturgy, which is essentially singing God's word, watch how many times we sing and confess and pray this truth, that God alone is holy. And now, the Most Holy Lord says, not just to Israel and not just to his disciples, but also to you and me, you will be holy as I, the Lord your God, am holy. This is a command. With his word, the Lord announces his will for you. If you've ever wondered what God's will is for your life, well, here you've got it, brothers and sisters. You will be holy, as I, the Lord your God, am holy. And in addition, this word is a promise. He wishes to be your God. How in the world does he wish to be your God? Here's how. By dwelling right smack dab in the midst of you through the giving of his holy name. Check it out. Numerous times the text said that the Lord declares his name. Verse 2. Because I, the Lord your God, am holy. Verse 4, do not turn to idols or make gods of cast metal for yourselves. I am the Lord your God. Verse 10, do not go over your vineyard a second time or pick up the grapes that have fallen. Leave them for the poor and the alien. I am the Lord your God. Verse 12, do not swear falsely by my name and so profane the name of your God. I am the Lord. So too in verses 14, 16, and 18. God asserts and gives Israel and you his holy name. By giving you his name in baptism, the Lord does the incredible. He gives what he expects or commands. He shares, listen carefully, he shares his holiness with you, his sinners. Otherwise, you could never enjoy his presence. Without the giving of his holy name that bestows and gives the Lord's divine holiness, you would remain God's alienated, estranged, and rebellious enemies. You shall be holy, because I, the Lord your God, am holy. Command, promise. What he commands, he gives. Lost and condemned sinners like you can never do a holiness job. Holiness is never your achievement. It's always a gift from the Lord Jesus himself. Sinners can only be holy in and through Jesus as he shares his holiness with you. Through his priestly ministry, Jesus holies you. He sanctifies you. Listen, he prayed this in John 17. Listen, he says, "For them I sanctify myself, that they too may be truly sanctified." That means holied. Hebrews 10:10 says that we have been made holy through the sacrifice of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. Hebrews 13 says, "And so Jesus also suffered outside the city gate to make the people holy through his blood." You sinners are holy in and through Christ's Good Friday suffering and death. And then Jesus communicates and bestows his holiness to you through his word. Listen to what he says in John 15. "You are already clean because of the word that I have spoken to you." In John 17, Jesus prays, and many of you old timers in the Missouri Synod, it was written on the pulpits in many congregations in Nebraska, this, what Jesus said, "Sanctify them by the truth. Your word is truth." Paul writes in Ephesians 5, verse 26, that the church is holy, cleansed by the washing with the water of baptism, hooked with the word. Yes, Jesus cleanses your bad consciences with his word of forgiveness. With his body and blood and the sacrament, Jesus again gives you his holiness to you, his sinners. Brothers and sisters, this is extremely remarkable because in the Old Testament, only the priests and the most holy things in the tabernacle or the temple were sprinkled externally with the blood of the sacrifices. But now through Christ's death and through his holy supper, you all are given to drink Christ's blood. And then by drinking his blood, you have your hearts sprinkled by it for your inner and complete cleansing and sanctification. Listen to Hebrews 10. "Let us draw near to God with a sincere heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled to cleanse us from a guilty conscience and having our bodies washed with pure water." This is absolutely amazing. Jesus, the most holy one, comes right into your life. He interrupts your busy schedules and he takes all of your pollution, all of your rot and gunk and filth, all of your unholiness, all your sin, and he takes it in his body. He carries it to Calvary. He dies for all of it. He who knew no sin was made to be sin for you on the cross. Yes, on the cross, Jesus, maximum sinner, bearing all sin and its consequences, death and damnation. In exchange, then, he covers you with his holiness in his spirit-filled word and baptism and supper. That's why water and blood gush from his side at Calvary. Water, baptism, blood, the supper. The means by which the Spirit coats you, his sinners, with Christ's perfection. "You shall be holy, as I, the Lord your God, am holy." Now, listen very carefully. The gift of holiness from Jesus is to be maintained in your life. You want to maintain his gift of holiness, don't you? Don't you? Yes, you do. Good, good. How's that done? It's done by obeying God. Yes, that's right, I said it. Obedience to God. In other words, living according to his holy word. God expects you to hear his word. And then remarkably, you want to do God's will as a Christian. That's how you said it. You said it earlier in the service when you made your confession, fully expecting to hear the absolution. What did you say to God? You said, "Forgive us." That's what you said to the Lord. "Renew us," you said. "And lead us," you said. Why? Well, here's what you said to the Lord earlier, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Yes, that's right. You, the forgiven Christian, want to do what God wants. That is walking in his ways, holy living. Holy living, according to the Lord's word, means that you use your body properly. In your body, you will want to avoid sexual immorality of any kind. Anything that adulterates marriage between a man and a woman profanes it. Profanes it. And so you must abstain from it. I have to say this because your old Adamic self and the world and the devil tell you that there are better words to hear on this topic rather than the Lord's words. You know, did God really say that? Yeah, he did. Sexual sin of any kind contradicts your calling to lead a holy life. Instead of desecrating the gift of holiness that Jesus gives with sexual sin, you are to offer your bodies as living sacrifices to God, holy sacrifices to God. In other words, you're to use your body properly. After all, as we heard today in the epistle, your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit. And so you are to conduct yourself according to Christ's gift of holiness and not act according to unholy, sinful desires and deeds. To be very frank, that means having a sexual relationship only within the confines of holy marriage between one man and one woman. Holy living, or life lived according to the Lord's word, is a life that is lived not for yourself, but for others. Jesus holies you so that you can be of service to your neighbor. And we heard how that goes from the Old Testament reading. That includes respecting your parents, taking your family to church to worship the Lord, helping the poor, protecting your neighbor's property, telling the truth, being honest with each other. It includes paying employees what they're worth and what they've earned. It means blessing folks with disabilities. It means doing the work that's required. It means building up people's reputations, not destroying them, not perverting justice for selfish gain, etc. And the text from Leviticus summarizes holy living, life according to God's word, in this way. Did you catch it? Love your neighbor how? As yourself. And here we all need to repent. Seriously. Yes, that's right. I dare to even say that today. It's time for all of us to repent of our sin, of only living for ourselves and not for other people. After all, we love ourselves more than our neighbors. We hurt our spouses. We hurt our children, our classmates, the members of our communities. We even hurt the members of our own congregation. So yeah, it's time. It's time to repent of our profaning Christ's gift of holiness that he's given to all of us. It's time to die to our sin and then return to Jesus. Why? Because with him, there's plenty of forgiveness that sanctifies us, his sinners, to go around. Jesus promises this to you today. Your sin belongs to me. I've died for it, and I forgive you. And now here today, Jesus tells you, I've gathered you to myself in my holy name in order to eat and drink my most holy body and blood given and shed for you. I give it to you for your cleansing and for your sanctification, for your holiness. Brothers and sisters, happy living in Christ's holiness. That's faith in Jesus and love for those who are in need. For that, he gives you his name. Watch and listen for it. It happens again at the benediction, where he puts his name on you again, to have good use for you as his faithful servants in the world where you live, to be his hands, to be his mouth, to be a little Christ to serve those in need, to speak God's word of forgiveness to other sinners who need it. For such faith in the Lord and love for the neighbor, you have the Levitical text today, as well as the Ten Commandments that the text summarizes. Are you still awake? Margaret, Fred, are you still awake? It wasn't so bad, was it? You shall be holy, as I, the Lord your God, am holy. Happy Levitical living. In the name of Jesus, amen.